Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values.
You know, we've been talking a little bit on the show lately. We have talked to Joe Hoff and other people to kind of break down economics, break down the news cycle. And policies have impacts. When they make a decision, it's like, oh, they don't happen in a silo in and of themselves. There's real humans, you know, that are impacted. Mm-hmm. And especially when you look at counties across America where the main employer is schools and hospitals. Basically, yep. You know, you got young school teachers, nurses, people like that, but they cut back on what I call man jobs. You know, mm-hmm. there's just the reality of it is there's not a lot of women that work on crab boats, that work on an oil rig, that there's certain jobs that just, you know, hey, we want equality and all these things, but not some of these jobs just they're brutally hard. They require heavy lifting. They're demanding. And when you cut back on those jobs that are the main breadwinner, because they pay because they're very hard to do. Mm-hmm. Not everybody wants to do it. But when you cut that out, it does a very demeaning thing to the family. It's hard to provide. It's hard on men. They're unemployed, mm-hmm. and not providing for their family. You know, in a way, there's only, you know, a couple of UPS drivers in some of these small towns, you know, towns of 8, 9, 10,000. So we've been highlighting this happening because when you replace American workers with foreign-born immigrants, that are not spending their money primarily in the community that they grew up in the businesses that they patron. And so the ripple effects of that are devastating in these communities. And we're highlighting that because it's not happening in a vacuum. It's not happening organically from the bottom. It's happening based on policy changes that are, it's hard to say anything other than intentionally to dismantle mm-hmm. Our country. Somebody that writes about this, understands it, and has solutions, and is a friend of the show, Mr. J.D. Rucker.
Yay! Welcome, J.D.
So, obviously, we're talking... Soak it up, J.D. It's probably the only applause you get today.
But obviously, we're talking about Tyson's food and what's going on in Perry, Iowa, with 1,000 people being laid off in a town of 8,000. Let's talk a little bit about that. What's your perspective on that? Obviously, they're going to be replacing them with immigrants, but talk about your thought of what does it do to a town that has 8,000 people and they're laying off 1,200?
Oh, it's devastating. You know, people know me as a California guy, but I used to live, you know, basically my first experience, I am an immigrant myself, but I moved here when I was 8 months old. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm a full-blooded American. But we lived in West Virginia in a rural community in West Virginia. And I've seen what happens when it's been so long. I don't even remember the name of the company, but I remember it was devastating. Like everybody was talking about it, whether they worked there or not, because if they didn't work there, they had family members and friends that worked there. Every single person in this small town, which, as I recall, probably had about 5 to 10,000 people, mm-hmm. about the size of the town in Iowa, every single person was talking about nothing but that because it changed their lives. It changed mm-hmm. not just the lives of their family and their friends and them personally, but also anybody that they were talking to. It dismantled the community. Now, we actually ended up leaving about a year and a half later because of that. So I take this particular mm-hmm. move very personally. This is something that you know, you lose 1,000 jobs at a company in New York City or Los Angeles or Chicago. That hurts, okay? Mm-hmm. But they're probably going to find other jobs. You take away what equates to, what is that, like 1/6, 1/7 of the people in the mm-hmm. town, they all lose their jobs. That town is going to be devastated. Yep. And that's just, you know, why? Why? For what? So that Tyson can save a buck? No, it's not just about Tyson saving a buck. This is about Tyson wanting to virtue signal. This is about Tyson Foods wanting to say, oh my gosh, we are so helping these poor newcomers, as they call them now. Oh, don't even get me started. You know, I said I wasn't going to get mad on your show, but I'm already just thinking about it. I'm already starting to get mad. You guys,
it's infuriating. It's
being pitched as a positive thing by mainstream media. And all of these things that have happened, I don't care if you're talking about BLM riots, burning down, you know, cities, being pitched as, hey, these are just, you know, the kids are blowing off some steam. It's all peaceful, you know, protests. Mostly peaceful mm-hmm. protests. It's kind of become the famous term. But Bloomberg covered this, and you would think it was a humanitarian effort to Haiti or something like that. Let's play the clip and see how this is being pitched and mm-hmm. positioned.
We know that critics of the White House talk about New York City migrants as illegal, but your story actually points out that they have work authorization. Walk us through what that means.
So these are asylum seekers or people applying for a very similar temporary protected status. So they go, they apply for asylum and then they wait. But that application for asylum starts a ticking clock. And so most of them will have work authorization within 6 months. That said, they may wait for years for their very first immigration court date. And it's a good thing, frankly, for them to be able to work. It doesn't mean that they're on social services provided by New York City or elsewhere. It means that they have papers, they can go get a job, be documented workers. And this, it turns out, is actually a pretty attractive source of potential workers for places like Tyson.
So why does Tyson have these, what seems to be, immense hiring demands?
So it has a turnover rate of 40%, meaning 4 in 10 of its workers every year on its front, what it calls its frontline workers, the folks who are, you know, washing the chicken, looking for bones, packing it up into trays. Very few of them are going to stick around in the long term. So it needs to hire something like 52,000 people this year. It already employs about 42,000 immigrants and refugees, but it sees this part of the workforce as a particularly good one for immigrants. They like to stay. They've often come from very difficult situations. And so the company is really investing in a lot of services for them, whether it's English language classes, certain child care services, to try and convince them, you know, come stay. You may make only $16.50 an hour to start, but this is a good job.
I don't think Simone Foxman has ever lived in a town of 8,000. You're not near a large city. And you got to come home and tell your kids, you know what, dad's job's being moved somewhere else and being given to someone else. These is not just turnover when they're closing entire plants, JD.
There's so much there. We could unpack that entire thing and spend an hour on it, but I'll try to keep it limited to a couple of minutes. Number one, they're talking about a 40% turnover. So on one hand, she's saying, we do all these things, English language lessons, and we help them with childcare, we help them with this, and yet you've got a 40% turnover. That tells me that you have a problem with company culture. That tells me that perhaps, I'm just saying, okay, I'm not saying this is a fact, but usually when companies have that kind of turnover, they're doing something wrong. And I would imagine, just an assumption here, that if you hired actual American citizens, such as what they were doing in Iowa, and now they're not doing in Perry, Iowa, if you were actually hiring American citizens who didn't need to learn English, we could all use help with health or with childcare, but you get these people, you create a culture, a company culture around unity, around doing good work, feeding people, that you're not going to have a 40% turnover rate. That's number one. Number two, as I mentioned about the virtue signaling, this is a PR campaign. That wasn't a news report that you just saw. That was a PR blast. That was a way to soften the blow because they're pushing for this thing. It's called tent partnerships for refugees. The idea here is that, hey, let's take jobs, okay, and let's give them to migrants. And there's some, they're very clear to stress that these are not people that are straight up illegal aliens, right? These are migrants. These are people that are just seeking asylum. And I can talk about that, the differences or so-called differences there for another hour, but we're not going to. Point being is that they have to take the jobs from somewhere because to give them to someone else because they're not creating new jobs. They're not expanding here, okay? They're literally taking people, many who are born here, but all of them that we, as far as we know, who are supposed to be here, whether they're immigrants or natural-born citizens, people who want to work, obviously, because they were, taking those jobs away and handing them to people who have come here for inappropriate asylum reasons. Keep in mind, economic hardship is not a valid asylum reason.
100%.
You cannot say, oh, I was poor in Venezuela, so I'm going to go get rich in America. That's not a valid reason to claim asylum. But they don't care because they're not going to get their asylum hearing for 10 years anyway. Okay. Yeah, so
that's a great point. And it's like them not taking care of their own citizens. That is what is just shocking to me. I mean, why would a country do that? Why would a country take jobs from people that are from that country and give it to others that are here illegally?
We're the only country that does that. And it's only been very recently. You know, even Obama was deporting millions of people. Okay. Obviously, Trump was. We've had a challenge with illegal immigration for decades because we are a land of prosperity. But instead of actually addressing that challenge, this regime, the Biden-Harris regime, or you can call it the Obama regime 2.0, has embraced it. And we need to ask why. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want to be a drama queen here or throw out a bunch of conspiracy theories, but this makes no sense on any level. Okay. There's nothing that you can say or that Biden's handlers could say or that somebody at Bloomberg could say to convince me or anybody who's thinking about this, that this is somehow positive. Mm-hmm. Is it positive for the people crossing over illegally, for the people participating in stealing our sovereignty through this border invasion? Sure. It's great for them. They're getting debit cards. They're getting hotel stays. They're getting free food. They get to go catch rats and cook them on the streets of New York City. They've got all the luxury.
That's happening.
That they ever wanted at home. And they get it better here and they get it for free. They're treated better here than we are.
Yep.
So of course they're going to get a benefit. Where's our benefit? Where's America's benefit? There is none. You can't convince me that there is.
A great point.
You know, people are wanting to divert their dollars from Tyson, and rightly so. And I think that's probably a good move. That seems to be the only language that these companies speak. They're appeasing the big NGOs. They're appeasing, you know, the mainstream media monster that's receiving a lot of money from these companies. And that seems to be a profitable move for them. That's why they're doing it. But we've seen with Bud Light, we've seen with a lot of others. It's like, oh, they kind of also like, oh, I guess we do need to please our customers as well at the end of the day. But the only way that they know that, they don't care about a bad review or a complaint. They only sprecency dollars.
Money.
And so when the dollars dollars move, you know, and so we're conscious of doing that. We're trying to spend as much money locally as we can in everything with somebody that we know. I can look in the eyes of somebody that owns this business. Downtown Lee Summit, where, you know, where we live, is all small independent businesses. They kind of keep franchises, you know, out of it for the most part. And they, you know, so a lot of the places we go, the owner will come out and say hi. Mm-hmm. You know, we try to go to places like that. If I'm going to eat or I'm going to buy shoes or buy a thing that I'm buying it from somebody. But what you guys are doing in the meat process, it's a little hard. A lot of people don't know. I'm so far removed from the land. I don't know a farmer. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know a person that has that source. And you guys are, we have one direction. If you want, you know, a slaughtered cow and you want to buy steaks and you can get the, you know, the physical steak, but you guys have a thing that's two pronged that does two purposes. One, you can get freeze dried beef that you can store if somebody didn't have a lot of freezer space that's shelf stable for 10 years, but it's no mRNA, no negatives with it, but they can store it. But, or do what we've done, which is I have children, I have grandchildren. We've mentally gone to a place where I'm not only just getting that to meet the Taco Tuesday need, but hey, I want to be prepared if I needed 1 month, you know, without anything. So you guys kind of cover both of those things, but you're still a locally based small business that's not a, you know, international conglomerate like Tyson.
Right. Absolutely. And we even have, it's funny you mentioned that, because I posted an article recently over at flyovermeat.com talking about, you know, the need for everybody, not just us, but for everybody to go local. Okay. Mm-hmm. As much as possible. All of our cows, every single one of our cows, everything that we sell has, from the moment that it was born all the way until the moment that it's shipped out of state in a bag, which I know is kind of a poor visual, but just stay with me on this one. The moment that it's born all the way through, it has never left Texas. Okay. This is these cows have been eating Texas grass. They've lived their lives, their happy cow lives in Texas. And then when it's time to become food, they become food for somebody anywhere across the United States of America. We're very proud of that because
humane from start to stop.
Absolutely. I mean, happy cows, people don't understand. It's not just about healthy. It's happy too. Happy and healthy go together with what you eat, and it makes you as a person happy and healthy. And I could discuss that for a long time as well. But let's focus on this. We only deal with the locals, and we encourage everybody deal with locals. You say, you know, you can't, maybe there's not a ranch or a farmer nearby. If anybody who's listening has the means, try to find somebody. Stop buying from Tyson Food, and they're not the only one. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. You know, if we stopped buying Bud Light because they put some dude on a can, then the penalty for Tyson Foods, who's literally harming, destroying the lives of American citizens
right.
with their moves, they're actually harming people.
Much bigger.
Yep.
I would never ever eat Tyson foods. I don't care if I have to fast for an extra couple of days. I will, because this is obviously a very, not just woke, they're an evil company, in my opinion. You should, and this goes across the board, anything that you can source yourself, if you can source it from your local farmers, your local ranchers, that's the food that you should be buying. And that's what we buy over at flyovermeat.com. We know our cows. We literally know our cows. I know that sounds kind of creepy, but it's true. We have seen our cows. I had to stop my co-founder and partner, Jason, from naming them. I'm like,
dude. You can't name something you're going to be eating.
Sally is not going to be Sally for very much longer.
Okay. Yes.
Such a great that, point. Man.
You got a promo code on the bottom of the screen, but we were talking off screen. You guys are kind of going through a rebranding, or basically changing the graphics and colors and things like that. And you had a lot of packaging already in place. And so you're giving a temporarily, while that packaging still less. Now it's just as good as the other stuff. You're just changing colors. You're giving them
25%
instead of
off.
A 15% discount. While that packaging is around, you're going to give 25% off.
Plus, veterans get 10% off on top of
that. To veterans' causes.
That is so cool.
Yeah. No, we're this entire initiative. We did, before we did the rebrand, we ordered a whole bunch of these Mylar bags. And for those who aren't familiar, Mylar bags are pretty expensive. So it's not like, we can just toss them and it'll be fine. We need to use them. So we had a whole bunch of them, thousands of them. And it's like, okay, so if we're not going to throw them away, let's get rid of them as quickly as possible. Let's throw 25% off. Jason, that partner that names the cows, he's a combat disabled veteran. He wanted to start donating to veterans charities. We all obviously wholeheartedly agreed. So he's vetting them out. We're going to be giving that 10%. And on top of all this, those who do want to stock up for the long term, it's we do get people that will come in and buy thousands of dollars, occasionally even tens of thousands of dollars at a time. But let's face it, not all of us. I can't afford that. Okay. I couldn't do that if I wanted to. But what I could do is I could subscribe and you save an additional 10%. If you go to flyovermeat.com, use promo code flyover, you get your 25% off. Veterans will get 10% as well. And then you also get an additional 10% off if you subscribe for the monthly subscription. You just have a bag, two bags, five bags, however many bags shipped to your home every month. And you get an additional 10%. So it's basically like my math is horrible. I can't do math very well. But apparently that's like as close to free as possible.
I mean, that is such a deal.
It allows you to chop away at it.
That's what I say. And it's smart because we've done the same thing, with our gold and silver purchases that monthly we just determined we're going to do something every single month. Yeah. That is a great thing with prepping for the meat as well. Every single month, you're just kind of just chopping away at it so that you're making sure that you are prepared and your family's prepared. Now, one thing when I talked to Jason, he said basically two packs is 24 portions. And that would be 1 month per person, basically. So if you were trying to have a couple, then it would be four packs, which is 48 portions, which for a couple, that would be 1 month. So just so you know, like when you're trying to figure out for your family, how much meat do you need? It's basically two packs, which is 24 portions, which equals 1 month per person. So that's in such an incredible deal.
Yeah, no, thank you. And like I said, it is something where I know people will go in there, it's just for a limited time. No, folks, for reals, this really is. As soon as the bags are gone, because keep in mind, we have the luxury. If there's one beautiful thing about our beef, it's got a 25-year shelf life. So it's not like, oh my gosh, we have to sell it this month or else it's going to go bad. We have to change the expiration date to March of 2049. It's like, oh no, what are we going to do? Shut it all down.
And I love the process you're doing it because you're not making that where you can preserve it because you inject it full of chemicals.
Right.
It's just you've got a very expensive process of freeze drying and packaging them in a way where there's no air and things getting to them and it makes them stable.
It tastes really good.
Yeah, you can do a lot of things
really
with them.
We really like it. We just did a big purchase for our family just last week, because it really does taste great. And you know that you're prepared. No matter what happens, you've got meat because who wants to live on rice and beans forever? You need meat. We are meat.
Yep, you can have those. Those are easy ways to get it. I encourage people to find a way to get water, and to store that up. But we're in a year where everybody got the responsible thing to do would be cut out all of the purchases, truly, whatever you got to do, coffee, sodas, any of that kind of stuff. You need a place where you could go 1 month, without having to leave your home, mm-hmm. you know, and the, everything that we kind of cover, because I really think that is something you have on the radar. But it's a little bit like insurance. If we make it through this year and it's super smooth sailing, we didn't need it. It's not like, oh, well, dang it. Now I've got this meat that I'm going to have to eat. Right. You're going to be fine. There's no real downside. Unlike regular insurance, you know, it's like, man, you pay for this insurance forever and don't use it. It's like, there's nothing to show for it. But it is like insurance in that, hey, if something happens, you know, my children, my grandchildren, mm-hmm. we can hunker down and they're going to have something to eat. And I'll have to sit there and explain to my grandkids, hey, I'm sorry, you're going to have to eat beans for the next month because grandpa didn't have enough foresight, you know, to take care of you. Ooh. And you guys got it in a way that they can chop this up and mm-hmm. make this doable. And so, I think people can do that.
Again, they find the subscription when they choose the meat that they want to purchase. And then when they go to check out, then it will offer the subscription at that point. Is that correct?
Right.
Yep. Okay. Absolutely. Perfect. And then when they put the promo code flyover, yes, they put that in, it gives them a 25% off. And then when they choose a subscription, it's another 10% off on top of that.
Yep.
Absolutely. That is amazing.
Yep. Stacking wins on top of wins. You're diverting your dollars from Tyson's, no brainer.
Yep.
And you're getting high quality mm-hmm. beef grown here under a controlled environment, not jammed into a feedlot where they're stacked up together. They're literally in pastures eating grass, and it's the way that they're designed to be able to grow. So we love it.
Flyover family, go to flyovermeat.com, 25% off when you use promo code flyover, and subscription, another 10% off. JD, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
For those of you that are my age or maybe even, you know, a little older in that range, you probably remember this commercial. Where's the beef?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I guarantee if there's a cut in the supply chain due to weather, any other kind of political attack, we're in election year, your kids are going to be looking at you saying that exact same thing if all you've stored is rice, beans, and maybe some pudding. They're like, where's the beef? They want to substitute real beef for stuff made in a lab.
It's alive.
Even if you're, you know, kind of a prepared person, you've got a few things stored, it's hard to take care of the protein source in a way that's still enjoyable. These prices are so good and the beef isn't in such good quality, you could be storing this beef and use it on a regular basis. This could be part of your Taco Tuesday experience because you don't have to worry about storing it in a freeze location.
The girl has tacos.
So go to flyovermeat.com, use promo code FLYOVER for a huge discount. Again, flyovermeat.com, promo code FLYOVER.
Growing up in the heart of the USA, David and Stacy met at school when they were in seventh grade. They started dating at 19 and tied the knot at 20. Yep, it's a love story that warms the heart. At 23 years old, while juggling two kids, Colton and Avery, they started an online brokerage company that soared to unimaginable heights, liberating them from the confines of the 9-to-5 grind. With their newfound freedom, this dynamic duo spent their time globetrotting. What followed was 2 years working on the mission fields, ministry school, marriage workshops, and even a music career. But hold on, folks. That's not where the story ends. In 2016, they saw a businessman they admired become president. During his campaigning, they noticed that he celebrated a system of government of which the founding fathers would have been proud. They had many friends asking for their thoughts on what was happening in politics. It was then that they realized that there was a burning need for a community where real issues could be discussed, debated, and dissected. And so, the Facebook group called Flyover Conservatives was born. As the 2020 election cycle rolled around, their group grew and grew, attracting more patriots by the day. But as we all know, the journey wasn't without its challenges. Big tech began to censor conservative content, shadow banning the flyovers, and subjecting them to daily fact checks that left many scratching their heads. Undeterred, this dynamic duo rose to the occasion. During the infamous Twitter purge, they decided to take matters into their own hands and launched their very own show, streaming on platforms like Rumble. And guess what? Their audience has skyrocketed to over 5 million views a month. With regular guests like General Michael Flynn, Roger Stone, Kash Patel, Robin Bullock, Eric Trump, and so many others, they show absolutely no signs of slowing down.
For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.